The Audubon City Council met on Monday to discuss different procedures and plans in their City Council meeting. Audubon City Clerk Joe Foran started by discussing the comprehensive plan that the City of Audubon is looking to update. The plan was last updated in 2003, as they're looking to update it after over 20 years.
Yeah, the city has a comprehensive plan, but it was last updated in 2003, so obviously it needs to be redone and updated. So we got a quote from Region 12 and an engineering company, and we've decided to hire Region 12 to do that.
The council also discussed the plan for the Hahn Street Culvert project to replace that culvert that has been continuing to erode away. This project would help to correct the drainage problems in the area.
Yeah, it's located on Hahn Street, just up from 3rd Avenue. There's a culvert there that has deteriorated quite a bit. So the city is going to put in a new culvert there and hopefully help with some of the drainage. There's a creek that then goes from that street back behind some homes. So there's been some erosion issues. So we hope that will correct those problems.
Audubon is also looking to amend Chapter 169 of the City Code to change the amount of feet from 200 to 300 feet. The city approved an ordinance change in the past meeting to put forward a housing code rental permit fee that will help to inspect the rentals, which include a permit fee and inspection fee that stand at $100 per unit. The city is also in current discussion on who the code enforcement officer will be for the new housing rental code.
Sure. In previous meeting, the city council approved an ordinance change that creates a code of housing rental housing. Code, which there's going to be a permit fee and basically an inspection fee of per unit, and that was set at $100 per unit.
Last but not least, the council discussed a grant for the speed feedback sign that was approved by the city council. There are now talks as to where that will be located.
Yeah, one of the council's members identified a Department of Transportation grant that would allow for the purchase of one of those speed feedback signs. You know, you're going X number of miles per hour. Mm-hmm. It has to be put on the highway somewhere. So the council approved applying for that and approved the acceptance if we get the grant. And then there was just a question of where we're going to be putting it.
In other news, the city council discussed the drainage from Waspies and the pollutants that go into the plant. They also discussed the Park and Recreation Board and the communication between the council and the board. I'm Zach Collins reporting.